Today, we have a very special show where we're going to take you back the year 1998. Your average suburban town, three young boys.
That's right.
Two of them pursuing their destiny, one napping on the couch. Here's what would happen. I would have with me in the basement Ian, my brother.
Hello.
And Alec.
Heyo.
My friend. And they would come over and play some magic cards. I would fall asleep on the couch because I did not know how or why to play magic cards.
Why not is the answer to that.
So what we're going to do today, on my brother's suggestion, is they are going to teach me how to play magic, the card gatherings.
14.
So I hope you all enjoy a very special episode that is no doubt to be a real
one of the most popular
mana inducing fuck fest of Shivan dragons.
Speaking of, you should pick a name for who you want to be first before we even start playing. I want you to be some sort of mage. I don't care. Just some awesome, stupid name.
Okay. So everyone has to pick a name?
Yes.
Like a magic sounding name?
Yes, like a magic sounding name.
I've already got one. Everyone at home think of one. Roll on family. Roll on
crew. Roll on mama. Like oh my God. Why do we have to do country?
This is my show.
Touche.
All right. Welcome, everyone. So I've got Ian and Alec with me.
Hello.
And they are going to try to teach me how to play magic cards. Now, I don't think this is going to be successful. I'm going to have to ask a lot of questions.
That's fine.
And hopefully this will be entertaining for you if you hate magic cards, like I suspect that I do, or if you love magic cards, like I suspect that I don't.
It's important to also say to all the ladies out there, you shouldn't listen to this while driving, because all of the talk of magic cards will just cause you to orgasm.
You'll probably
spontaneously
get wet.
Because Alec and I got laid so much.
Oh my God.
Now we probably
would be inside women while playing.
Now we should probably explaining what magic cards is.
Oh,
Magic the Gathering is a game that was created. It's like Pokemon, but if you're into Rush. There's wizards, a marksman, a Sherpa. You can have these different cards. They have different, like, paintings. They kind of look like the paintings they make of the presidents and shit, like old oil paintings.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be of, like, an angel. And you'll be like, oh, this angel has 1,000 of fire. Okay, well, I'm going to play a snake, and it has 1 million of sand.
So far, exactly correct. I feel like you played it with us, and you don't even remember.
You would also, there were, like, beads involved somehow. Or little rocks or something. So here's what's happening. I'm going to describe what's happening. They have this long box of cards. One side of each card, it just says Magic, the Gathering. And it looks like a shitty old journal that someone made, some wizard would have. And on the other side, there will be this thing. So this says Unlikely Alliance. And it's got like a cyclops and some.
Are you just looking through them, or
I'm just flipping
the guy who looks like the Queen of Hearts from
I think I got the mana.
Alice in Wonderland. And then it says, I'm going to just read this verbatim. 1*, target non-attacking, non-blocking creature gets +0/+2 until end of turn. Quote, strange alliances are alliances still and provide the same protection. King Darien of Jeldor.
Okay, so some of that is just what would you call the text when it's not really important?
Flavor text.
Bullshit. Flavor text. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
So there's gonna be some flavor text in there.
Yeah, it was flavorful.
Yeah.
Tangy.
Yeah. Did it taste like semen?
I liked it. Can you give me some other cards
stuff
of some flavor text here?
Actually, all these ones that are over here will all have, many of them will have flavor text on them.
So here's one. This one's got like a knight looking guy or something. This doesn't have flavor text on it. You lied.
Here's one.
I said some of them do.
You said all of them here. Here's one. For my confession, they burned me with fire, and I found that I was for endurance made from the Arabian Nights.
You could say that again.
They didn't even make that up. That's from a thing.
Well,
that'd be like if I said, oh, here's my flavor text, Boondock Saints.
That'd be pretty great, actually. You should probably quote Boondock Saints more
Boondock
often.
Boondock Saints card.
Mm-hmm. Let me find one that has a lot of flavor. Oh,
so here's what's happening. These fucking dorks across from me.
Here you go.
These nerds. These charlatans.
Jealous?
Charlatans at the Pantheon are arranging these cards seemingly by color.
Yes. So there's five different colors in the game.
All right, hold on. I got a technical question for Alec.
Okay.
Do you want me to sort out these snow-covered islands in a different pile
no,
of islands?
No, fuck no.
Okay.
Although this is okay. I will do
Let
that when I'm playing the game.
Stop right now. Uh-huh. This is exactly why this game is bullshit. I'm going to just
it's
get
just for
right
fun.
In. No, no. Because, like, no, no. I would... Every time you guys would come over, you'd okay. be like, let's play Magic Cards. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to learn it this time.
Right.
And then I'd be like, all right, let's just get started. You'd be like, we have to build a deck. And I'd yeah. say, I don't know what that means. And then there would be all these questions like, is it important that the snow-covered islands are separate from... And I'd be like, fuck this shit.
We
fuck
knew
it
wasn't important. He's just asking me if that's how I want it divided, Peter. Come on.
Okay, but why? I mean,
I don't
even know what that means.
To be fair,
what's an island? What is snow?
I do remember that you... Okay, when you see... Okay, there's five different colors, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
there is red. There is green. Yes. There is blue.
Keep going.
Maybe kind of an indigo. There's black. There's... couple of beiges.
There's white.
Okay, that's white.
And green.
Okay, so these people don't know color schemes very well.
Right. The white.
If this is
tell.
White, this is the white of like a nerd guy's bathroom because he's not ever used Tilex on the walls.
Right.
And it's just
his
a
mom
moldy,
hasn't, actually, because he yeah. lives in the basement and she won't come down there anymore.
Guys, I was cleaning my bathroom yesterday.
All right.
So every probably 6 weeks, I have to do like a full Tilex spray down.
Okay.
Because I live in this basement apartment. So the ventilation out of the bathroom is very poor.
Right.
So in order to keep any mold from growing, I have to stay on top of it.
Right.
And I almost passed out last night.
Because of the...
Because the fumes.
The fumes from the cleaner.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
glad. Bad.
I thank the gods that you didn't die.
Yeah, and then when I took my bubble bath, I thought I could feel the Tilex burning me.
Do you take bubble baths? Are you that gay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you masturbate?
No.
Okay, because that would be gross, right?
This is why the bubble
part... He tries
part,
to make a little cum bubble and have his semen sort of float up above him, and then like he plays dive bomber with himself.
What is dive bomber?
Well, he pops the bubble.
And then
get
semen on my head.
Yeah, that's right.
That's, no.
And then he wins.
The bubbles are the key to not masturbating in the bathtub. This is what I discovered. Because when you're not just looking at your naked slab
right.
laying there,
right.
you're just, you don't think about it.
Yeah, I can see
it's
that.
It's like it's not even there.
When you masturbate with the bubbles, does it create more bubbles or fewer bubbles?
That's a trick question because you started it with when you
yeah,
masturbate.
Yeah, I was just going to say, have you ever masturbated in the bubble bath?
No.
Why the fuck do you take baths, you adult male?
I lay in there and I read and drink a beer.
That's
this
okay.
is like
That's
my
a
new
great
hobby.
Answer. I have to describe the fucking magnificent wreath behind me.
Oh, yeah, my Christmas
you.
Ornamentation.
Where did you get that? That is fucking fantastic.
I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere. It's like a pixelated foam wreath with like a Galaga and a 1-Up mushroom.
And what looks like a Super Nintendo controller.
Yeah, a Tetris guy.
And then a little cherry from
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man. A little coin
Who's actually
from Zelda.
Not a believer in Christ. Herschel Pac-Man.
Oh, no. Yeah. Herschel? He's a Jew.
Herschel Pack.
And then also it's got that little blue guy from Dragon... What was that game called?
Dragon Warrior?
I don't...
Dragon Quest.
It's Dragon Quest. And I could never get past the first fucking blue guys because I didn't understand it as a kid.
This sounds like another... This sounds like a
yeah,
very
sorry.
Magic the Gathering kind of game.
This... See, we're already getting really nerdy here. Okay, so Peter,
yeah.
back to these. There are five
oh,
different
yeah, yeah.
colors.
I'm sorry. Before we do that.
Okay.
So basically,
right.
my understanding of this is it
yeah,
is a card
so
game... And different cards do different shit.
Yes.
Yes.
And you are trying to destroy the other person
the, your
on
opponent.
Some level.
That
yes.
is absolutely correct. So far,
okay.
so good.
It's like Lord of the Rings, but you have cards instead of like little guys.
I mean,
if
well, you,
Lord of the Rings was a game.
Yeah.
Your cards
book.
Are supposed to represent little guys.
Pretend you made Lord of the Rings into a card game. It would be like this.
So this is a different set. I'm
gonna.
Well, I'm sorry. I just. I'm gonna put these back unless we.
Now, what I'm looking at here is a very long box. I mean, probably like 16 inches.
I have not opened this since probably Ian and I played last
right.
in the mid 90s. So this is pretty magnificent.
And
actually.
It's jammed full of cards. All these different cards, you know, the beige color, the diarrhea color,
here
the black.
Here's a land.
And they're sorting out the land over here, which those are extremely boring looking cards.
Okay, so Pete.
It's just like a landscape photo your mom would take when she's like, I went to New Mexico.
That's pretty much what lands are. They seem very... Go ahead. No, but our mom has taken a trip to New Mexico.
But does she sound like that?
Yeah. Jeez, no. Pete, are you going to go to New Mexico?
Peter, yeah. She actually sounds like Lois Griffin.
Oh, Peter.
So, okay, there are also, before we even begin, there are artifacts which are non-colored cards. Those just cost...
Whites only, huh?
Right. No, they're not even really...
So let's look at what these artifacts are. Artifact creature, Esteer Glider. Flying cannot be assigned to... Okay, that doesn't make sense. An astrolabe. Another astrolabe. Another astrolabe. A Sol de V Sentry, which looks like the Terminator.
It's
another one of those.
It's
another one of those. Another one of those.
This is great. I am
another glider
that we have that I found these.
Phyrexian war beast.
Okay, this is blue as well.
Another Phyrexian. There's like 10 green war beasts. A Sol de V steam beast, which
steam
I can't
beast,
actually
Peter.
Tell what this is.
Black.
It looks like an ostrich made out of fish.
Red.
Scarab of the unseen.
Could you read us what the Scarab of the Unseen is?
Yes,
oh,
actually, that
good.
Great.
This is an artifact. It's from the diarrhea color. Sacrifice Scarab of the Unseen to return all enchantments on
black.
Target permanent you own to their owner's hand. Draw a card at the beginning of the next turn's upkeep. I mean, this like, when you guys hear that, that's an understandable direction
yes.
to you. That would tell... To me, it's like... Sacrifice Scarab of the Unseen. Okay, I know. So you'd sacrifice this card to return all enchantments. Don't know what that means. On target permanent.
Yes.
Don't know what that
is. It
is
kind of funny hearing you say this because I do realize now that we've got a little bit of work to do.
Yeah.
Because we'll have to explain to you the difference between enchantments, sorcery spells, instant spells, lands, mana, how you summon things.
Creatures.
Christ
yeah.
Oh, me. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. This will be rough.
I don't know about this, guys.
No, listen, it's going to be at least fun to try. So, and you get to choose, we get to make decks. How do you want to do this?
So we're going to build a deck.
Yeah.
Now, this is before you even play the game. This is like basically if every time you played Monopoly,
land.
You had to build a brand new Monopoly board. Is that correct?
No.
Part of it is because each deck is different. It's not really that you get to build a different Monopoly board. It would be like if you had... I don't really think Monopoly is an apt comparison at all.
No, because like, that would be...
Fundamentally.
Okay,
but let's keep in mind that probably both the people who are listening to this
right.
are more on my end of
then
things
let me put
than
it,
your end of things. So
let
we
me put
can't
it this
compare
way.
It to anything.
Let's Monopoly, go it's ahead. Like as if you were playing Monopoly. Every time you used the same template, the same board,
right.
but you put all of the lands in the lands, all of the...
Properties
in different spaces.
Totally okay. different spaces.
Yes.
So what I said is good.
Yeah.
Close. Let's like, try it. Let's
you
try
had
it this
to invent
way.
The properties every time and put them in their own order.
Well, the properties are always the same, though. You have to choose which ones you want to use.
Let me ask this. Do you guys have any Shivan dragons?
I probably do in here.
I don't
what is
think
a,
so.
Let me ask this question. What is a Shivan dragon? That's just someone told me that was an expensive magic card probably in about 1998.
A Shivan dragon was an extremely powerful creature card.
Uh-huh.
And it was very useful in tournament. Like, for a while, it was somewhat useful in tournament play because it was expensive enough. It was a flying red creature.
Of course.
And red does not always
seems
have a lot
reasonable.
Of strong creatures. Would you agree?
I agree 100%. Yeah. Each
red
of the,
magic
right.
cards.
Yeah. Each of the different colors sort of specializes in different things.
Right.
So green is really big creatures.
Okay.
But they don't do a lot of spells. Really?
Right.
The blue is all about sort
spells.
Of yeah, spells. Black is
all about destruction essentially. Like that's a good way to put it
okay,
in the best
I'll
way
be black.
Of,
can
okay.
I be black?
You can
it's
be
a lot
black.
Of life draining stuff.
Do you pick a color?
Yes.
So it's like picking a mate, you pick them by color first.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I say
which
no
surprises
blacks.
Me that you want to be black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think they are a destructive force. I think this
and,
game did get that right. So now I have a big black wad in my hand.
It's worth saying that like
these are white.
No.
No, they're not. Look at the black border. Look at that versus this border. The second border.
Oh, the inner border.
Yeah, you gotta look at the inside. And okay. Also,
you gotta look on the inside, just like with your mates, Peter.
And also, what helps you? I like where the analogy goes. Ooh, this guy is cool. He's got an eye in his chest.
Then pick him.
All right. I pick initiates of the Ibn Hand.
Okay.
And I throw that down. If you want now what happens?
That's totally wrong.
Okay.
You've done nothing right so far.
I will take a swamp mosquito.
See, here's the whole...
I challenge this initiates of the Ebon Hand with swamp mosquito. So it puts its proboscis right in his eye.
Did you never... I have to stop this for a second. Do you honestly remember anything? Like, are you playing?
Nothing.
So you are not being funny right now.
I'm not fucking around.
Did you never fucking play with us once?
I think I tried like three times,
and you were just like,
before we even really started, I just quit.
Okay,
wow. Like everything in life.
Here's the equivalent of how much. Let's go back to Monopoly,
right?
Which, by the way, fuck Monopoly.
I like Monopoly.
Monopoly's crazy.
I like it.
You know what? I heard this guy talking about Monopoly, and he had two things. He's like, if you play Monopoly, you should take $500 away from each player at the beginning, because otherwise it's not fun.
Okay.
Because otherwise you just buy everything you first land on. There's no reason not to buy anything.
I agree with that 100%.
It becomes all about the first three rules.
Yeah, it's what you land on.
You have to play with the auction rule, which is if someone doesn't buy a property, it goes up for auction.
I always play it that way, because otherwise it sucks balls.
Yeah.
So.
If this were Monopoly, the equivalent of how much I'd played would be three times in my life.
Holy Christ.
In junior high, I would have circled the board one time.
This is going to be hard.
Never bought a house or a hotel or a BO railroad or an electric company.
Let's start with something simple.
Okay.
We'll start with land.
Okay.
That looks the most boring.
Well,
I would like to play Boggwraith.
Let me see your Boggwraith. So here's the thing.
Is he a land?
No.
No.
Does he land a lot of babes?
Yes. Come on with a name like that.
Fucking A.
He was my wingman.
Bog Wraith.
All right. So let's walk you through the Wraith magic family. Card here.
Bog
so
David Wraith.
Those of you who are listening online, if you can, you should just look up the card so you can follow along at home.
Yeah, sure. Type in Bog Wraith to go. Should I do that?
None of the people that listen to Peter's...
they don't have the internet.
None of them are going to be
broke-ass
like,
I'm looking fools. Forward to
this.
Let's start with land. Yes. Land is like money.
Oh, you know what? It comes right up on Google Images. If you type in Bog Wraith, magic is the first thing that comes up.
I got to tell you guys something. So I hadn't played this since 1996 or whatever.
He looks like the ghost of Christmas
Future. We both started playing again, 4 or 5 years ago online?
Yeah, like on Xbox.
Xbox. Yeah. And so we got really into it. Whenever Ian comes back to town, we play it. I didn't know if it was still very popular or not. And then I started playing HeroClix, a different nerdy fucking game.
Uh-huh.
This game makes 70% of the money for the comic store I go to in Fort Collins, and the cards, one card I just saw went online for $7,000.
Oh, the Black Lotus card.
Yeah, the Black Lotus.
Tar Pit Warrior.
It was. Give me that.
I'll keep this one.
You might want to hang on to that in a moment.
No, wait.
It was the Black Lotus.
Yeah, the Black Lotus.
Why is it still that expensive?
Well, because I looked this up on the Onion AV Club. They talked about it. It's basically that if you play the right card with it, you can instantly win.
Okay.
Now, this is a game, I should say, because probably people don't know. Like, you can go to a comic store, and you'll notice there's a body odor smell.
Yeah.
This is because they have a game room in the back, which is usually a bunch of card tables under fluorescent lights, and they'll sell you Doritos.
It's true.
And
upsell you Doritos.
Yeah. They buy the ones in the case that specifically say do not resell and then sell them. And this is a game that you would play like in tournament play.
Yes.
Do you know what the Tar Pit Warriors little, what do we call this, flare piece?
Flavor text.
Zone.
What is his flavor text?
The Cyclops shrugged off savage blows, but casual insults made him weep.
That's deep.
That's sad. I'm going to put this one over here. I don't want to think about him anymore. I'm sticking with the Bog Wraith.
Okay.
So I played the Bog Wraith.
No, well, you can't play
now
the Bog
Wraith. Now I roll
slow
the
down.
10.
Slow. There's no D6s in this. We don't roll any
What's
die.
What's a D6?
A dice with six sides, as opposed to a D20, which is a dice with 20 sides.
And a normal dice is six sides.
Yeah, normal dice is
how
D6.
How many sides does dice go up to?
I'm sure there's probably... The
there's
most
like
I play with is 20, but I bet there's
like a 50. There are higher-sided
dice.
But
yeah.
Why?
I just started. It's so weird.
Get like three
it's funny
regular
we're talking
dates.
About this because until I got married, I was so busy trying to get laid that I stopped doing nerdy shit other than reading comics. And now that I'm married and happily, I'm going back to comic stores again, and I've played my first Dungeons and Dragons style game called Rifts, which was not very fun. But it turns out that game, you have to use D4s, D6s, D20s, D8s, D10s.
D12, motherfucker.
And D12, motherfucker. And I've never used any of those D's before. So right. This is new to me, too. Did you play Dungeons and Dragons?
I did.
Because I never played that. So was that fun?
No.
Because of the really same not. Reason that Rifts isn't, no. right? It takes for fucking ever to set it up, uh-huh. and then instead of getting
oh,
into it...
Oh, that sounds interesting. I've
you
never played
are
a
being
game
the,
like that
you're
before.
The problem on this.
My problem with Dungeons & Dragons was that the person... There's like... You always had one nerd in charge.
Right.
Was the Dungeon Master.
The Dungeon Master.
Hello, I'm the Dungeon Master.
He would make impossible rules, so I made a character and did all the roles and everything, and then he just put a dungeon full of impossible monsters... that I was
right.
totally unprepared for.
Right.
Got killed.
Who was like, it? Was it somebody that we know? Both of us know?
I don't think so. No, it was Chuck Vose.
I don't know who that is. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to describe these cards. The art on them is basically like the concept art for like a Guillermo del Toro movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like if you've seen Pan's Labyrinth, I would say this is very Pan's Labyrinth-y. Ooh, Pestilence is pretty good. That's like zombie shit.
You should put that one down too.
All right, the Bog Wraith is gonna shoot Pestilence.
That's not how it works.
At Frozen Shade.
Well, okay, Ian, get him.
Funeral Charm.
Stop.
All right.
Okay.
And the Cursed Land.
So let's
pretend that
okay,
we are
so
going.
We're
to play
really
a game.
Gonna play now.
So here, I'm going to show you how this would work. All right.
Well, no.
You don't want to do it that way?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's what you can.
Okay, so you have to imagine that... Here's the problem.
How am I doing so far?
Well, you know, you haven't eaten the cards.
I mean,
cards
are we, like, almost done?
You're enthused. You haven't stuck any cards in your asshole, so that's a good start.
I've not swiped nor inserted.
But
you guys ever taken a magic card, swipe the edge across your pee hole, and just cut a slit in it?
Oh, no.
Only at the best strip clubs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Like, super nerdy magic card.
Hey, I got a strip. Like, stuffing magic cards.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, you want to get into my cemetery gate? That's a +9. And maybe I'll make you simulacrum.
Simulacrum.
I would much rather get into your bottomless vault.
Or your cursed land.
That sounds
and
like
I'll give you a howl from beyond.
You know, with these strippers, do you have a protection from black in there? Because I think I'm going to need that.
How about unholy strength?
Mine aren't as fun.
You giggle?
This is so great. Oh no, here's the great name for a strip club: Bone Harvest. And it attracts a lot of diseased vermin from the I don't know.
I've got a combat medic to help you with her prismatic circle, so she'll heal you right up.
My prismatic
circle. I'm just using this as Peter billing his deck.
This is fucking nuts. I mean, what happened to the people who played this game? Are they all dead?
No, they all get sucked into comic stores downtown now, and I hope to God they can stay in business for longer than I expect them.
Oh, yeah. Should we do a commercial?
Sure.
For
one of our first ever commercials for the Nerd Store.
Is this a real commercial?
Yeah. We're being sponsored today by... Oh, man.
Wait a minute. Are you being serious?
Yeah. Yes, of course he's serious. The Nerd Store paid him all the nerd money.
We are being as sponsored by the Nerd Store as we've been by anything.
Okay, thank
ever.
God. I was like, because I just was like, if he listens, because he's actually a nice guy, I would have been like, he's absolutely going to stay in business because he's doing great. Not like, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, well, now that he brought up his closing, this is going to be weird. But hey, have you ever wanted to play with these fucking cards? You ever wanted to play with some different cards that got like weird skeletons on them? You want to look at like an old witch on a card?
Yeah.
You ever wanted to draw an old witch on a card?
Am I the straight man over here? Yeah. Tell me more.
I need some background music, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's I don't know what nerd music is.
Yeah, it's got to be that 8-bit Lynyrd Skynyrd thing you have.
Oh, okay. I've got that.
You have an 8-bit Lynyrd Skynyrd?
You know I do.
Fuck yes you do. You sexy son of a bitch.
I'm trying to build a hand so that way he has some idea of what the hell.
All right, well then I'm going to do the same thing.
Hi, friends. Have you been thinking, gosh, I'd sure like to get my hands on a Shivan Dragon. Or maybe I'd like to get a nice card that's called Urg Raiders. Or Torich's Gate. Or maybe a Gloom. Well, I've got the place for you. It's called the fucking Nerd Store, you pieces of shit. It's downtown. They've got a real store, and it's for nerds by nerds. What does that mean? Not bisexual nerds, although there's probably plenty of those. It means nerds. Idiots. Assholes. People who waste money on everything.
Money. They waste money.
They waste their money. But unlike you, idiots who waste your money on babies and automobiles and...
Who would want to have a baby?
What do people waste? Tablet computing machines. They waste it on other things. So visit the Nerd Store. It's your number one source for comics, cards, other cards and comics. So call them.
I am.
Their number is 1-888-NERD. That's 1-888-NERD. Ask for Pete and use offer code go fuck yourself, you piece of shit, to get a 20% discount on a Pokemon plush.
I'm sure the Nerd Store is going to love that.
They paid a lot of money for that ad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They paid good money for that shit.
Good money.
All right,
good,
so...
Good money.
All right, so we're going to try to teach you this. So this is the point where we need your
attention.
Which
cards are my cards?
I'm giving you a sample hand.
Okay, so you already know. Am I supposed to keep it secret? Is that important?
Yeah, we normally wouldn't be lying.
No, this is to help teach because you know goddamn
give me
nothing.
These cards.
Yeah, this is going to be insane.
So here's the cards I have.
Jesus Christ.
I have a swamp. I have a swamp. I have a swamp mosquito. I have a swamp mosquito. I have Restless Dead, which summons skeletons.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Initiates of the Ebon Hand.
Hey,
and
don't
torture.
Get racist again.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do.
Torture.
No, God damn it. You're not listening.
Well, I'm not listening. You are correct.
All right. So here's
Green Lantern.
So here's what you have to do.
Okay. I've got
this is your turn.
Six cards, seven cards.
Seven cards, right?
Seven cards.
So imagine you're going to.
Is it going to be a problem if I can't count?
Yes. So what you would do is you would draw a card from your deck here. So imagine this is your deck.
Whose deck is this?
Okay. No, this is going to be your deck.
Okay. I'm going to draw a card.
Okay, so you've drawn a card, right?
It says Cemetery Gates.
All right, so what you can do...
I want you to know that Ian... sorry to interrupt, but
go
I
ahead.
To. When he was like, it doesn't matter if this works as long as it annoys the shit out of Peter, but you're trolling the fuck out of him and annoying him while he's trying to teach you, and it's working perfectly. But I do want to teach you, so focus.
I've got you Cemetery got
okay.
Gates.
Okay, you ready? All right. All right, so what you have to do...
I'm torture on you.
Yes.
That's what's happening in real life.
Now, wait, if you want to...
This game is just like real life.
If you want to summon torture
that's
on
why
me...
That's why it's so good.
If you want to summon torture on me, can you buy Boardwalk if you have no money?
No.
Okay, so what do you need to do if you want to buy Boardwalk?
Get money.
Get money, right. So how do you get money in Magic?
Hooking.
No.
Yep, selling fucking. Your dick.
Selling my dick 1 inch at a time.
So basically,
so you get $4.
Yeah. If we're going by the half inch.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's like $2.50. All right. So
and the last 2 inches are just covered in scabs. So that's
so
worthless.
Your money, right? Your money is
money.
Your land that's on the table. And each turn you can play one land.
So swamp.
Yes.
So I play swamp.
Awesome.
You get to do that.
All right. So
now what happens?
Now what this means is you have one
torture?
I'll show you how to do
excited.
Tortures are good because I've made a little creature here that I had put out.
Wait, you don't have a land.
This is for an example purpose, goddamn.
Well, I have to play a land and you don't?
There we go.
How come you have two lands? Do we not take turns?
Because it was my first turn. I went first. All right.
Let's put, so you get to play. Can I play
turns.
More than one card?
Not yet.
Can I play two swamps?
No, you can only play one swamp at a time.
I can't help but notice you have three cards and I have one.
We're trying a goddamn example. So this would be like if my first turn I put down this land.
You put down, and what is it?
I put down a forest. Then you had nothing, right? Then I put down another forest.
I had a swamp.
God damn it, would you just...
Okay.
Because you didn't know how to play the game.
Well, pretend I had nothing.
Which happens. Sometimes if you draw
cards... So if I had no land, I couldn't do anything.
Let's say you drew 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I had all tortures.
All tortures. You had a handful of torture.
And I'd be like, well, fuck me, I can't play. So I guess you go ahead and put down another forest.
Right.
That's right.
And so you put down a forest.
I put down the forest, and since I had these two forests, right?
But then I drew a card and got a swamp.
It's my turn
and put
still.
It down. Oh.
Right, you're close.
You're close.
Getting nearer
God
to what
damn
you did.
Getting closer. So in order, like I have these two forests, it's like my little bank, right? And
your
so
bank.
I took these and I tapped them, which is like spending them.
Okay.
When right? you twist it, little see the little arrow on there? The little arrow on the green?
Yes.
So see how it says?
It looks like a road sign that's like you're going to be in an extremely dangerous turn.
Yes.
Yes.
Soon.
So slow down. Flip this, and then it
so
says,
you turn
add
it 90 degrees.
One tree to your mana pool.
Add right. one tree to your mana pool.
Yes.
And so this means I have two trees.
What is a tree, and what is a mana pool?
A tree is a forest. There are going to be five different...
A tree is a forest.
Right. It's one piece of green mana.
I don't
mana.
Think you're seeing the forest for the trees.
You're not.
Okay.
I'm amazed that you see anything at all in this realm of magic.
So you've...
So
turned,
what I've done
you've
is
tapped
I have,
him.
I've tapped
you
him.
Tapped that forest ass.
He did. He fucked them both.
And I've, now you've got two trees.
Right. I've
instead
got
instead of two forests.
Two baby trees came out of his of them because he fucked them.
Right.
And okay. okay.
And in my two trees, right, I can put down my wall of roots. Now the reason
because
the wall of roots right here, you see that little green baby tree?
Okay, in the upper
right
hand corner
that you're covering with your finger. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a little symbol of a tree that looks like a tattoo that some guy would have on his calf.
Like some kind of horrible Celtic tattoo.
Yeah.
And then a one, right?
Okay, yeah. So that means one tree.
No.
It means the green any, little green thing means one tree.
Uh-huh. So it has to be a tree.
Right, uh-huh. And then the other little number means one of any other color,
so
anything else.
So let's say that Ian actually had a forest and a swamp.
Uh-huh.
I like to sigh. The immediate sigh.
This is, I mean, this is about when normally I'd be like, okay, thanks.
So let's just get out the whiskey now.
Hey guys, thanks for stopping by. I had a really good time learning the ways of magic.
This is when you're going to just go onto the couch and start sleeping.
Yeah. Are we
going
to actually play
this
a game?
When I fall
Ian
asleep.
And I, once you go to bed.
Let's see how far this goes.
Okay, right. So you've tapped your forests,
all right,
which
so,
means you have two trees,
well, yes, I have
which
two trees.
Means you can play some fucking card because your trees...
I spent the money on my trees. I
what
bought
money?
My, the tree
the mana.
Money.
The mana.
Right?
These are called mana.
What?
He spent two
where's
mana.
The mana?
When it comes from the lands.
This,
how?
Because it says, tap, add tree to your mana pool. So it says it on the card.
So you have trees in your mana.
Yeah, he's got two
right.
trees.
But how do trees
pool.
Turn into mana?
Because you tap them.
That'd be like if I went to the bank with a tree and was like, here, put this in my fucking bank, and then I took out
it's
a 20.
How does semen and girls' innards turn into babies?
By combining.
All right, so here's the thing, Peter.
Is that mitosis or meiosis?
Peter, I think we need this. Maybe it'll help if he role plays a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure that'll help.
So,
hey, baby. Why were you driving so fast? Take your pants off.
All right, so his wizard name will be Naughty Cop.
I want my name to be Necbromancer.
Necbromancer?
All right, done.
Necbromancer,
so,
I like
Necbromancer,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
Where do you get your magic
Necbromancer,
power?
Necbromancer the evil.
Okay, Necbromancer the evil.
Uh-huh.
Where do you get, from where do you get your magical power?
I mean, I don't know.
You draw it from the land.
I pull it from the land.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
right.
a man of the land.
Right.
And I since, live off the fat of the land.
Right. And oh. since I've done this and I put out my wall of roots, right? Because
yeah.
I drew my power from the land and put this out.
Yeah.
What you can do is you can draw your power from your land.
Okay.
That you've put out because it's your turn. Right?
Okay.
So show us how you draw the power from the land.
I'm going to turn my swamp
fuck yeah, you are.
Sideways.
God damn, you turned it the wrong way. No, just kidding.
And then it's sideways.
Good.
And now look at your hand, and any single card that in the upper right has only one swamp or a one, you can spend that swamp.
Mine all
mana.
Have skulls.
Well, it that's has okay. one skull. One skull.
It just gives you one skull.
Right.
I can have a skull or a tree?
No,
no
you only
you can
have
spend
a skull.
A skull.
Okay, so
if one of them costs a skull and you just put a skull in your
so
mana
like
pool,
a squamp mosquito,
you can totes.
You cannot
a
do
one
that because
a, God damn it,
because it has a skull and a one. That's two.
Right.
I can do torture.
Yes,
that has a
now,
skull.
Torture. This is a good thing to explain. All right. So what it is, right?
It's never.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Keep going. I'm listening. So it says enchant. I have headphones on. I can't not listen.
It says enchant, right?
Uh-huh.
And so this means that what you've done is you've cast a spell.
You put a spell on me.
Creature is a spell.
And then it says enchant creature, right?
Expelliarmus.
Yes. Okay, good. Yeah. So go when you do kiss. When you do the Expelliarmus, can you just go it do it just fucking to the air?
I think so.
No, you gotta hit
some
really, dude.
I don't know.
It, right?
You gotta hit a dude.
And when okay. it says enchant creature, right?
It says enchant creature.
Okay, where's a creature?
I don't know.
This right here, this wall of roots, is a creature.
That's a creature.
Right.
Roots is a creature.
Yes. Roots, the TV show.
Everything.
The Roots, the band.
They are right. also Questlove.
I killed Questlove with torture.
Yes, you did.
I tortured him.
That's
right.
awful.
That's
He's
how
nice.
Jimmy Fallon got him to play in that band.
God, I hate you.
So what you've done.
Play.
So what you can do with this torture card is put it on my wall of roots.
Okay.
And what this means is it will be on my wall of roots. Until either I remove it or it dies.
Okay, so until you decide to take it off.
No. I have to remove it with another spell.
Okay, here's the thing that I'm struggling with at this juncture.
Right.
How is this a game?
Well, what do you mean?
What's the point?
To win.
How do you win?
By getting rid of your... We haven't even gotten near your life total.
Right.
But, let's say... Okay.
So how do I even do anything if I have no life total?
Let's say
Can't I
you
just
do.
Play...
These
how
are
about
our
I
life.
Play a card that's like, I hide in a cave.
Let's move...
And
let's
you
move
just
these are our
shoot
life.
Your magic
okay, you know
at
what?
The sun
let's
until
the
you die.
And demonstrate the point. All right.
Hey, this was sideways, goddammit.
I like
goddammit.
Still trying.
So,
this is going worse than I expected. I had low expectations.
So let's say I got nothing this turn. I'm an idiot. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. He pooped himself.
All right, so you've got this. So you've got now.
Why do you keep turning this?
Well, because it's your turn again. And what happens when your turn comes back is that everything that is tapped, that means turn sideways.
Untapped. Uh-huh.
Because untapped.
Okay.
Okay. So since you've got one land here, right? And how many lands can you play each turn?
I don't know.
One. Okay, so look in your hand.
I have another swamp.
Yeah,
we'll
you
We'll draw
do.
You a card just so that way you remember. So
I
you,
got pestilence.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
So, all right.
So now I played another swamp.
Good.
This is great. I've got a lot of really nice
okay.
swamps.
You got
nice
so swamps. Now you've got two swamps you can spend.
Yeah.
So why don't you spend them?
Okay, I will spend them by turning them.
Yeah. Yes.
So now you have two skulls,
Kay.
Two black mana. I want you to put down a thing that says summon.
Summon.
It'll say it right here.
Right.
He's saying it'll say right.
Right below the picture.
Like summon mosquito?
Yes.
But what if it has a one and a skull?
That's fine, because you've got one skull here, right?
So when they say one skull, what they mean is two skulls.
No, because that's not saying one skull. That's saying one, which is separate. So let's say, look at this card. It has a one, it has a flame, and it has a tree.
Uh-huh.
That is saying that it costs one of anything, which could be a swamp, a tree, a flame, anything. And then it'll cost one flame and one tree for a total of three. So that costs three, whereas those two cost two. And this thing, for example, costs one tree.
So when I see one that says one skull...
One and skull.
Two.
Correct. Right. Cost one.
So the number one means two.
No. The number one being next to a different picture means two.
Right.
So if I had a skull and next to it a picture of like a ball sack,
then
next
cost...
to the ball sack was a one, it would be two ball sacks and one skull?
Can
no.
you let go of your hand
God
for a second?
It.
It would cost one skull, one ball sack, sack and one of anything.
So for example, with this pestilence card you just picked up.
Yeah.
You see how there's two skulls next to it?
I was saving that, you son of a bitch.
You cheated. You
okay.
Looked.
All right.
What you're taking
I'm,
away
I'm
from
I'm
me.
Trying to show you. Like,
you
I'm making
won't let
sure
you have it.
All right. So
you're not responsible enough to have it.
So
Peter.
You see how it has two skulls next to it, right?
Uh-huh. And a number 2.
Number 2. So
that
how
means
many
about 5?
It means about how many?
5?
No.
2, 4.
Four. Good.
Okay. A number 2 and 2 skull means 4.
Correct.
Yes. It means that you
why
have to...
Why can't it just say 4 skulls?
That's not how the game works.
Because
if
here's
it's,
the thing.
It's just, that's why.
If you had...
It wouldn't be crazy if it just said... This is like trying to date a woman who's just like, what do you need? And she's like, I just need you to cuddle me. But what she really means is, I need you to not leave the home because I'm upset when you're not here. She's saying half as much as she really needs.
Let me here. I'll try to illustrate this. Okay. All right.
Here's my cards. Let's just have them.
You have your pestilence card. I want you to stare at this pestilence card for a second.
I'm looking at this zombie who's in a toga.
It's like 3D.
Right.
It turns.
So I want you to see this right here.
I'm looking at four pieces of land.
Right. And you see how each little, like these swamps have the little skull next to it.
I see the skull.
If you had all of this, could you put that card down?
Well, yeah.
Okay. But why?
That's not because you told me this costs four and this is four lands.
Right, right. Okay, good. Good start.
But I don't understand why this costs four. Let me explain. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Pretend we're not playing a magic game.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's what I am looking at. Three symbols.
Right.
The number two.
Right.
A skull.
Right.
And a skull.
Right.
Now explain the symbology here. Keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
Because this is how our listeners are experiencing this. They're not looking at these wonderful drawings of grotesque men.
Oh, on the upper right, because this is radio. Okay, so the symbology would mean that if it is a symbol of a certain thing, that means it will cost one of those things.
But if it's a skull,
a forest, a flame, if it's any single symbol, it will mean it costs one of those. So if there are three forests, how much would that cost?
Three forests.
Yes. If it is a number, it means that you also need to play that many numbers of land.
Right.
So let me use this as an example. If you had three symbols of forests and a five, how many total would that cost?
15.
No, 8. It's not multiplied.
You're just trolling now.
I'm not fucking around.
I opened my eyes.
All right, but I'm trying to illustrate
this. Why don't they just put four skulls on here?
Because that would mean that you had, in order to do that, right?
Oh, here's a good...
You would need to have...
Here's something we need to explain to them. Some of these, you don't have to play just one color. You could play a deck that has red. I get where your problem is now. If I had these, because all my swamps give me skulls,
but if I had a different kind of land that didn't give me skulls, I could play two other things.
Yes, right.
But two of the things I have to play four total things. Two must be skulls.
Yes.
Two can be anything.
Yes. Right on.
Right. So this would work,
so
right?
So I can't play pestilence then.
If you have this set up right here that I've just put down on the table...
Yeah.
Yes, because how many do you have?
I have four.
Four, and do you have two skulls?
I have two skulls and then two other non-skull things.
So if you had this, which has a blue teardrop.
You have to say, I have three blue ones and one skull, I could not play this.
Excellent.
Because I need two skulls.
Boom. Yes.
So even though I have four total, I don't have two of them comprised of skulls.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
I'm proud of you.
You're doing well.
We made a breakthrough.
Fuck you guys.
All right. So you put
these... I can play Cemetery Gate.
No.
No, because I need three.
You need...
No. Yes. I need three. I need one skull and two other things.
Right. And you only have two things.
I could play...
No, because you've spent your two things to bring down your Swamp Mosquito.
Oh, I forgot that I played Swamp Mosquito, which I can play because there's a skull and a one.
Right.
And it's okay to play another skull as the one.
Yes.
Yes.
The one is anything.
The one
any
is just layout.
Anything.
Quantity.
Any, right.
Yeah, right.
So I can play... So I'm going to summon Mosquito.
Excellent.
Where do I do with this?
You put it down in front of you.
Okay. Insert it into my ass.
You put it in your butt.
Right.
You now you put it in your butt.
This now,
is where it gets real. It always leads to,
brown magic.
Now, this is a creature, okay?
Indeed.
All right, so I want you to read all the text on the bottom. Just read the first word, and then Alec will explain what the first word means.
The first word is ejaculation.
Okay, so ejaculation. Remember when you look at the internet and you see naked girls? All the time.
Naked people, but go on.
All right, and you grab your
badgers
penis,
mostly.
And then you vigorously jerk it up and down until stuff comes out of the tip.
Violently, but go on.
All right. That is ejaculate because you are ejaculating.
When does the crying come in?
The crying is before, during, and after.
Crying is like the number as opposed to the symbol.
It's the crying.
It has to happen, but it doesn't matter when.
Right. So it's actually a temporal thing.
Yeah.
This is like Memento. You have to draw things in semen on yourself to remember where you were at.
And then
look
at them in blacklight.
Yeah.
That's what that guy should have done. He should have covered the walls and come and wrote messages. No one else would have seen that.
Should have done that. But he shot Joe Pantaleomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomomom
So what is flying, Alec?
Oh, God.
All flying right. is when you're not walking.
That is correct. Rings. So flying, if
it's air walking.
Let's say that Ian has a creature, like he does, called Wall of Roots.
Yeah.
Since Wall of Roots...
Which I tortured.
...is not a flying...
Right.
...and it can't block flying creatures, that means that you could fly above his Wall of Roots and attack him, even though he has the creature. He can't block your flying with a landlocked creature, with a land-based non-flying creature.
All right, right. So you're fucked.
He's fucked hard.
I would be fucked if... Oh, God. I would like to point out that there's some numbers in the lower right-hand corner.
Oh, God. There's so much that you don't even know about this. Oh, this is terrible. Okay.
This is right. the craziest game this, of all.
How did and someone
even
this?
Invent this game?
You would get this. You're not much of a game player, are you?
No. I hate all games. I said I didn't even like Monopoly.
Monopoly. Nobody
I don't
likes
like
Monopoly.
Monopoly. I don't like Battleship. I don't like Sorry. I don't like Hungry Hungry Hippos. I don't like Hungry Hippos. I don't like Hungry 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 Hippos. I don't like Trouble with
Black
the Pop-O-Matic
people?
Bubble.
No,
I don't like The Game of Life. I don't like Chutes and
life
Ladders.
Sucks.
I don't like Candyland. I don't like Stratego.
I
don't
like Stratego.
Diplomacy.
Kind of yeah. Oh, whoa, diplomacy? How do you hate diplomacy?
Explain to me how I don't hate diplomacy.
I think you should explain what diplomacy is.
No, well, you get 5,000 mana.
Far.
But here's the thing. With that 5,000 mana, if you have a bicycle card, you can't park it unless you have a bicycle lock card, which is shaped in a U shape and has to be black.
I'm really not a big fan of the bicycle lock card because that's really more of a mill deck thing.
Are you guys being for real now? Is there a game that you're talking about? Or
let
is
me
no. like
I will
meta?
Explain to you diplomacy.
All right.
Let's turn the tables.
All right,
Peter will explain a game.
Do it.
Here's what diplomacy is.
Okay.
Your brother invites over a bunch of his asshole friends.
Hey, if I was your mom, I would yell at you at dinner for fucking saying that.
And they all sit around, and there's a you basically the board is a old-timey looking world map.
Okay.
And you lay that out, and everyone right. gets to be a country. Here's how the countries work.
Country.
One guy gets to be Russia, and they have the most armies.
Okay.
One guy gets to be Great Britain, and they have the most navies. Peter gets to be Austria-Hungary, which has the least of everything. Okay. It has no navies and like one army.
Did you guys assign Peter that?
Yes.
Or did, oh, you dicks.
Because basically they were pretending like they were doing me a big favor by okay. letting me play because I was like the younger brother. And I was like, guys, I want to play
like, hey,
a game.
Hey!
Yeah.
Here's what happens.
Okay.
You have your armies. And then basically, as I recall, you just... talk to the other people who play. You like go in the basement and then you're like, hey, so you're Italy. How about we make an alliance so everyone doesn't kill me immediately? And Italy says, well, Austria-Hungary, you have nothing to offer me.
Hospitaliano.
So go fuck yourself.
I
won't attack you, but I'm going to attack everyone else.
I truly thought when you said then you go in the basement that this was going to end with the first time you were raped as like a 12-year-old.
I think this game really is a trick to initiate like blowjobs.
Right,
because
you're
because
in the
you'll
basement.
Be like, I will give you a fucking blowjob if you protect me from Russia.
It really is how
and
Austria-Hungary
like,
survived.
That's
well,
the only way is Austria-Hungary has to go to prostitution.
Especially with Germany.
Like imagine you're playing Monopoly again.
Okay.
And for some reason, one of the pieces moves half as many as were rolled in the dice. So you make half the progress okay. of all the other players.
How long did it take and how many times did you play?
This would
and
take
when did you quit?
Like all day, 8 hours.
Are you serious?
I wouldn't.
Holy fuck. How long did you play this with your friends?
I took a class in middle school that was an actual class. Okay. They did nothing else.
Yeah, you know how like this was like such a joke when we were in school. Here's what a gifted class was.
Oh,
fuck around.
Yeah. I made a fucking diorama of like some truck,
yeah,
like in a shoebox,
yeah.
And then I also think I did a puzzle,
yeah,
yeah. Why
yeah,
are
you
the
like
gifted
put a puzzle together
are, like,
or play
bullshit.
Like Doom on the computer?
Yeah, I played really SimCity 2000 for like a year.
Yeah,
that's
a year.
Why did
I did nothing else? I played SimCity for
yeah.
A year.
Or it would be
this
like
is American education.
Draw
people.
What you would make a theme park look like.
Right.
It's like okay. And then you would do that, and it's not
and
like
home.
You would draw one, and they're like, well, those rides look boring. That's an F.
I remember what I drew for my theme park.
Oh, yeah?
I had a chair. I had a brick, a giant, just on the ground, and had a bush.
And it was like, bash your head with the brick and die, you fuckers.
The brick was the ride.
He would have been sent
to the brick was the ride.
Right. And if you got tired from the ride, you would sit in the chair.
Yeah.
And if you had to pee, you went in the bush. And I was done.
Did you get an A in that class?
I got more recess time.
Also, sometimes teachers in the gifted classes would bring their dogs.
Yeah.
And that was awkward for everyone because that poor fucking dog looked like it wanted to die.
Yeah.
It was just like, why don't you leave your dog at home? You're teaching a class.
Right.
You adult.
Oh, that was the worst. And we had to like, remember, one assignment we had was you had to design a logo for yourself.
Right. And you're like, what is
you're
that?
You're like ninth grade. Yeah. You're
how
like,
am I learning?
I know nothing about myself.
I remember getting along very poorly with that teacher. There were a couple teachers in particular I had problems with, which probably means it was my problem more than theirs. But, I mean, some I got along with swimmingly, so it wasn't like every teacher I had.
Right.
And there was, I don't know what it was, but just some of them rubbed me the wrong way, and I must have rubbed them the wrong way almost immediately.
And yet you have all these little logos for yourself in front of you.
That's true. I tattooed it to my ass.
This is, well, I mean, when you're in 10th grade, you shouldn't have a logo. Because who are you? What are you doing?
In 10th grade?
If my kid came home from 10th grade and was like, today we designed logos for ourselves in
you'd
school, I'm like, okay, I'm taking you out of school so you can like go do the laundry.
I probably would have the white mana symbol, really.
If you had to have any of them?
Oh, if I were in 10th grade.
I drew a flaming.
I mean, that's the kind of choice I would have made.
I figured you would have been all about the Skulls in 10th grade. I mean, you weren't emo, but you were definitely a little bit more, you know, like tortured in 10th grade, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, but I liked white magic cards. So
we're being literal. I like that. Okay.
Is that Larry Bird's nickname?
White magic cards? Yeah. Hey, which one of them? Was Larry Bird the one who got accused of child porn?
Was that another guy
with tattoos who was on...
You're thinking of someone else entirely. Larry Bird's the basketball player from like
the 70s. I'm thinking of the Birdman. Who he played? He's
Harvey
a white guy.
Birdman.
No, attorney at law. No, they called him. He's a basketball player that I think played for the Denver Nuggets.
Oh.
And he had a bunch of tattoos, and he was white, and they called him the Birdman.
Oh,
and I think he got accused of child porn.
I don't know a lot about sports stopping in like 1994, the Bo Jackson era, the Barry Sanders era.
I think Bo Jackson was one of the only sports.
So basically,
pokers.
Like, which do you think would be harder for you to grasp right now? If you had to build a deck for a Magic the Gathering tournament, or compose a fantasy football team?
A fantasy football would be easy, because, I mean, it wouldn't be successful, but it wouldn't be like every time I picked someone and I'm like, all right, well, this guy's my quarterback, and they'd say, however, if you pick him as your quarterback, you must understand that he plays for the Dallas Cowboys. If you pick a Southern State quarterback, you cannot pick a Northern State running back because you've spent your mana on the quarter. It doesn't work like
that. And we didn't even talk about instants and enchantments. Well, he tried. And
Peter summoned a creature, and he did do an enchantment, but I don't think he understands anything about what he's done.
I still don't really know.
Do we want to?
All right. So what you've done.
Are we playing the game?
Do you want to? I don't think there's any way in.
Are we not playing
right now? No, we are not even close to playing the game.
All right, but.
We are not even close.
Here's what's going to happen.
In 52 minutes.
Well, now we know how much of a failure this turned out to be.
I think this might have to be like a three-part episode.
Oh, my God.
Maybe next year in Potathon, it'll be like just teaching you how to play one game.
I've got a swamp and a swamp mosquito.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Is we'll pretend that my turn went.
Yep.
Oh, I have nothing. All right, so it's your turn again. So what happens in your turn?
I get to tap that shit again.
That's right.
Yes. So we just leave them?
No, they have to be untapped so you can spend
them. You do leave them. Any lands that are in front of you stay in front of you.
Right.
So each turn.
I mean,
turn,
you have to turn them every time?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Why?
Because this is like your money in the bank.
Shows that
but
you
why would I
them.
Not turn them?
If you don't have anything in your hand that you can play, let's say that you have two lands out, everything in your hand costs three or more land, then you wouldn't tap them because there's nothing that you can use in there. There's nothing that you can pay for with your money. So you wouldn't have to tap those because you couldn't pay.
Does I wouldn't that make have sense? To, but I still, I mean, what's the harm?
Well, the harm is that if, well, I guess there's not any harm. You just don't tap them unless you're spending.
I mean, this just seems like another task to do for fun.
Here's another thing. If you were to tap those two lands, then at the end of your turn and the beginning of his turn, that pool of mana that you have disappears. So you can't like accrue mana. Mm-hmm. So if you have two forests in front of you and you tap them and don't use the mana that you just got from tapping the forest, you don't get to keep it and add, it disappears. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right.
Okay. I'm just asking why we have to turn the cards back and forth every time.
At the
What's
end
the
of,
point of that?
At the end of your turn, though, if you have mana in your pool, that takes away from your life.
I turn my cards back and forth. I turn my card. Like, that just seems like it's like busy work.
Okay, so first thing you're going to do, right, is you're going to draw a card.
By the way, it's busy work in a game that is all busy work. All right,
so what have you drawn?
Bog rats.
Okay, so
summon rats.
Right, so
they
can't
be blocked by walls.
All right, good. So what I want you to do is
the window.
I want you to spend how much you think you need to summon those rats.
One.
All right, so
swamp.
Then you've got one swamp.
Yeah.
That you're ready to spend. So what are you going to put down?
Bog rats.
Bog rats. Awesome.
Which have one skull. Swamp is worth.
Are you going to try to explain summoning sickness in a second?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Okay, so let's start with this, all right?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so what we have here is whenever you bring out a creature, right?
Like my rats.
Like your rats, right? Your rats, because we'll say that you have nothing else you can spend, all right?
Okay.
You're done? Do you have any lands?
No, well,
do you have anything that says swamp?
No.
Or says land underneath the picture?
No.
Okay, good. So
but I could summon something else.
Okay, what could
but
you summon?
But I don't want to. That's too much.
No, do it. This will be a good example.
I'm
going to
summon a cleric.
Things.
All right, so how do you do that? You got to spend the money first.
I'm going to turn this to the side unnecessarily.
Bro, neck bromancer.
I think I've like revolutionized this game because I'm like, hey guys, Pete here. Did you know you don't actually have to just fucking turn these every time? You could probably just like leave them turned.
No, because how would you
remember? Don't listen to them. Just listen to me. Just leave them turned. And if someone gives you shit, be like, hey, buddy, I'm not into wasting my time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't no mountain
all
high
right.
enough.
So now what's going to happen here is we're going to warp into the future.
Oh.
Why?
So that way we can explain attacking.
Oh, we're outside of the game.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, it's
that's not a thing that happens in the game.
Correct.
I'm going
correct.
To
warp.
Correct.
I'm going to try to explain a concept to you that's probably going to come up a million times.
Okay.
These two cards, right?
Bog rats and summon the El Cleric.
Yes, the cleric.
I don't think I have any Spanish cards in here, so it probably doesn't say El Cleric, does it?
The Ebon Cleric and the Bog rats, the two things you just put out.
Yeah.
All right, so ladies, this is the point where if you aren't already creaming, this will help.
Mm-hmm.
These
mm-hmm.
two have summoning sickness.
Oh, it's hot.
Uh-huh.
Which means that they can't attack.
Okay, so that was a really worthwhile thing for me to do.
No, it means that, however, this one...
Swamp Mosquito.
Swamp Mosquito could attack.
Because he's been down for long enough that he's no longer sick from summoning.
Right. So now we've moved into the... Since you've got all the stuff...
I don't understand
what you're saying to me.
I need more beer.
Are your necromancer.
Uh-huh.
You have zombies in the ground.
Uh-huh.
And you are like, hey, zombie, come on out of that ground.
Mm.
Right when he comes out of the ground, he is tired. He is so
I
tired.
See.
He is not
He's
attacking anybody.
He's got to recover a little
He's
bit.
He's got to recover. So he is out of the ground.
Up.
That's correct. He needs a five-hour energy drink. That's the next thing you're going to advertise.
How long does it take them?
One round. One turn. So let's say that you summon those two. They just came out of the ground. They are fucking tired.
They're like,
that guy who's already been out of the ground
the
for
mosquito.
A turn is like, I am ready and willing
ready
to sting the shit out of Ian.
Okay.
All right.
Right. I need a giant beer for
so
the rest of this.
Go, mosquito.
All right. So... When it
go
comes
go gadget
to
mosquito,
go when it
go
comes
gadget
to go mosquito.
Mosquito,
just like your land, right?
Yeah,
you have to think that you're spending your
I
mosquito
turn
this
him
turn.
This way,
he's getting tired.
Oh my god!
Wait, what he tapped?
He tapped it without he knew exactly
I tapped
what
that
to do.
Mosquito's ass.
Okay, so here's how this works.
Guys,
go ahead.
I feel like for as bad as I am at playing this, you are doing a horrible job explaining this
to
me.
I think when I realized that you didn't understand the lands, that I explained that pretty well.
Yeah, I think so.
I guess so. Anyway.
All right. So now we're in this. So now
we'll let society judge.
Now, Alec.
Yes.
Looking at my little side here, do I have anything that can block his creature?
Is that a flying creature?
It is.
The only creature that you have in
mosquito.
Front of you is a wall of roots, which is a wall.
Right.
And
which cannot fly.
That's right.
That is correct. I so like you cannot block anything with flying.
Right. And I have nothing. I have no cards in my hand.
Right. Okay.
So I can't do anything.
So you're dead.
So what happens?
You're dead.
Is this creature hits me, right?
The mosquito.
Yes. However,
hits the wall of roots.
No, it doesn't hit the wall of roots.
It flies above the wall of roots to actually hit your opponent.
Hits Ian.
Hits me, right?
And this is his life.
I just threw a thing at him.
Those are your life counters, asshole.
Yeah.
Can I have one of yours to throw at you?
Yeah. All right. Well, you could.
Okay.
If I want to indicate here on the lower right-hand corner, what we have here on this left number is your power. That
I see zero slash one.
Okay, good. You see numbers.
Yeah.
All right.
And dead people.
And so what happens is the power, right, is how much you can hit someone.
That's an irrational number.
No.
Zero once?
No.
Just they're pretend. Just
different, pretend they're separate
it's
numbers.
Not exactly. Okay.
They're not it's not a fraction, right?
I'm 0 and 1.
No.
Okay.
All right. So
I want to show you other examples. That has a power of 2.
Yavimaria Ancients.
So let's say I had that and I attacked you. Let's say that I had summoned that.
Okay.
It had summoning sickness. I waited an entire turn. It wasn't summoning sickness anymore. Uh-huh. I could attack you. If I were to tap that creature, it would attack you for 2 because its power is 2.
Should we be high?
I don't smoke weed.
I feel like this is high art.
I'm an adult.
I would like to be high.
Like, this is like the art you look at when you're high.
And with lingerie models.
Okay.
Playing Magic the Gathering.
That seems all arrangeable.
Yep. How much money do you all have? So,
but you've hit me with this mosquito, right?
I've got $10,000 of show production budget left to spend this year.
That one?
That's a mammoth.
Yes, and what is the number at the bottom?
3-2.
Yes, so the power is 3. So, yes, it is light beer. You're right. So, if it were to attack you, it would be doing 3 damage if it hit you.
3 of damage.
Yes.
Right. It would take...
And 2 of...
Defense.
No, it would take 3 of these away, right?
3 of my powers...
3 like, of your take, life.
3 of my life,
away.
Would go away.
3 of my life would go away.
Well, this one says 0
like,
and 1.
You know how the hour of your life that just went away from us trying to explain this to you?
Yes.
That's how that would go away.
1 hour.
Yeah.
Right.
If there was a card that was like Peter's friends and I can't defend against it.
That's correct. Because it's flying.
And then it would say 1/something.
Hour. Yeah.
1/hour.
So we just took, well, no, if it was 1/hour, it would be that it defended with an hour.
Right.
So it would be 1 hour/something else.
1 hour/knowledge. Because you've defended yourselves with knowledge.
Let's not worry about defense.
Let's worry about...
I heard a song that said you should worry about it.
All right.
It was a song that goes, defense, defense. It's a pretty good song.
Oh, God.
I think that was written by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Defense. Tell me what you gonna do when I take nowhere to hide.
And you know what? I have nowhere to hide from your swamp mosquito.
Yeah, okay.
So it hits me, but for how much damage does it do?
1.
No.
0.
Yes.
Why is that a thing then?
Because...
Why would I want to do 0 damage?
You know what? It has a whole thing about poison counters, which we're not going to explain.
No.
Okay.
All right. But basically, that's how attacking functions. Now,
the reason that you would have that card to answer your question is you would never attack with that card if it was at its base 0/1. That would be to defend against somebody that was attacking you because a flyer can defend against other flyers or land.
Okay, so, I think I'm done, guys.
Well, I'm going to hand this to Alec and say that like, if it got through 10 times, he could win automatically.
Tax is not blocked.
None of this makes sense to me. Every time I think it makes sense... Yeah. Something else happens.
From what I've discovered tonight, it will never make sense to you.
Yeah.
We will never end up playing Magic together.
This is not...
I had one brilliant idea at one point.
What was the brilliant idea?
I thought the idea was we could
murdering
play a...
Peter.
Well, that would be good. But we could play a two-headed giant game.
Okay.
Where we gave one of the two of us...
Right.
Like a life total.
Oh, he can,
and then
like, piggyback
the other
on us.
Yeah, and then he could piggyback
on
someone
else.
He'd be
like, look what we're doing.
How about we do this?
Okay.
Why don't you guys distribute these cards, and you guys play a game.
Okay.
Okay.
And sort of explain what you're doing, and I'll kind of narrate what's going on.
All right.
Because I think we're getting caught up in trying to teach me how to do something.
It's going
to
be impossible, especially trying to do a podcast and teach you at the same time.
I just don't think it's working.
We tried really hard to teach you.
I'm not cramping on the effort. I think this is beyond me to learn. It's beyond me to both
to be willing to
and explain to the listeners at home how to do this at the same time.
Okay.
Because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, obviously.
Right.
So I think what we need to do is you guys
we'll play a game
decks,
and you'll do
and
color
I will
commentary.
Try and sort of help the listeners at home understand what's going on.
Color commentary.
That sounds great.
Colored commentary.
Right.
That's
hell no.
Uh-huh. Oh, hell nah.
Hell nah.
Hell nah.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go get a beer. Does anyone else need anything?
Well, I have a beer, but I'll probably need multiple beers.
I'll have another beer. Why the fuck?
Okay. I'm going to go get a beer. Why don't you guys discuss how you think I did? You can be objective since I'm not in the room.
I mean, pretty magnificent.
I'll be
pretty unwilling to learn.
Like, pretty That's like, remember on your report card, it would say things that you'd have a grade, but then it would also say like 34.
Yes.
And then you'd have to go to the bottom of the page and reference 34, and it would be like, unwilling to learn. Joy to have in class.
Yes, but you were a joy to have in class.
I usually got positive ones.
He's funny and outgoing, but sometimes has a hard time focusing on work.
Yeah.
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 Sometimes becomes distracted with visiting with others.
Right. I got that
one
a lot.
He should be paying attention to his studies.
Yeah. Fuck my studies.
All right. I'll be right back. You guys can say how you feel. And then we'll
sure
really start playing.
I feel like you look just like George McFly. That was the dad, right?
Yeah.
Your haircut is turning into... You look like Crispin Glover right now.
All
right. Magnificent.
I'm going to try to gather up...
Will you get more shift? But it's not a problem. It's adorable.
I think that he did okay.
I think he wanted... Well, I think he was trying to grasp when he was asking the questions about like the land.
Like, right.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think the problem is that trying to teach it in pieces... The concepts in pieces is just impossible.
You have to almost teach it all. Like when you bought these cards, and like when you buy these cards, still, right?
Right. You can get.
By the way, I want to say that Alec and I had learned this game in the pre-internet era.
Yes, we did.
So we had to learn this on our own.
Oh, the little booklets were fucking big.
Yeah, the little like each little deck, like each
rule book
was pretty like that came with the starter deck was pretty big.
Yes,
and you had to sit down and just read it. And I think like with the internet, it would be easier now to learn the game.
I do too. I absolutely do too. Because then you can go and you can get it spelled out in like a normal language.
In a wiki form where you can say like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Or like this is a common question that people have had about this kind of...
Right.
Yeah. So.
But I think that like part of it is there's just so much stuff.
There, it is fucking crazy how much... It's nice even for you and I on the game.
Right.
Because you can't make an illegal move.
Yes.
Whereas when we were playing, we had to learn by making a million illegal moves. So...
Have you ever played in a tournament?
No. Did you?
No.
That would be fun, though.
I mean, I'm saving that for my midlife crisis.
Yeah, I can
like
see
my,
that.
That would be like just that sort of most pathetic midlife crisis ever where it's, you know... I'm not going to be able to afford a convertible.
Right.
I'll be like, I'll get a bunch of magic cards and wind up playing with another, like, I'll do that for a day, like, for a couple weeks where then I go to some comic book store and I find, I'm not going to mess up your green pile if you got something going.
But then you'll kill yourself after, very soon after doing that?
Yeah. I think I'll just be at a point where I'll say, I'll put the gun in, I'll trade in my magic cards for a gun.
Right. Yes,
that's
perfect.
Put in my mouth and I'll say, like, how good is this gun? Well, it's only $100. Like, I only need it to fire once.
Exactly. I'll give you a Shivan Dragon for that gun.
I just need it to. I need it to do the job. I need it to fire one time.
Exactly.
I don't care what kind of gun it is. Basically, I need it to do two things. I need it to fire. I need it to fit in my mouth.
Yeah. And they'll That's be like, it. They'll be like, are you talking about my penis? They'll say.
Yeah. Well, and it, you know, push comes to shove, what I might do is just go next to my water heater, sort of unscrew it so I can be in the, you know, in a gas filled room just as backup.
I can see that. Yeah. I would want to make sure. If I was going to shoot myself, I want to be absolutely sure I was going to die.
However, that might cause an explosion, which, again, be sure I would die in an explosion.
Yeah, that'd be a nice way to go.
Now we're talking
out about
my language.
Yeah, we're talking about killing
suicide?
Ourselves.
Suicide?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a plan how you would do it, or a theoretical?
I had a pretty elaborate midlife crisis to suicide plan.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Or did you already say?
He did.
I did.
Can you summarize it quickly?
Sure. That I would, my midlife crisis would involve me getting a bunch of magic cards, going and playing, realizing it was a terrible waste of my life, and I wasted my life up to that point. So then I would trade in my magic cards for a gun that only needed to fire once, put myself in a secluded room next to my water heater, so that way, and make sure to unscrew it, so that way I could die in a gas explosion and a gunshot.
And he would trade his Shibin Dragon to get the gun.
That's right.
I see.
How's that for a suicide plan?
Not bad.
Pretty.
Do you guys need this card?
Yeah.
Tar Pit Warrior. Can I keep this one?
You can keep that one.
As a souvenir.
I mean, just for
as
now.
A reminder.
That was the sad one. I like that one.
So I haven't been building a deck at all, Alec.
I just threw in, I picked a certain amount of
what was your suicide plan?
Oh, not pills. That's for goddamn sure.
Seems unreliable.
Not hanging, because fuck that. Or drowning or fire. Because that's what they do to punish you. Maybe a gunshot, but I'd have to make fucking sure it was going to kill me. Shit. Maybe, see, I don't know. Maybe that's part of the reason why I've never even attempted, is because I can't think of a good way to go that's for sure effective and not painful at all. Oh, you know what? Garage. Just go ahead and start that fucking car. Yeah, which
that's a pretty solid.
Nowadays, though, is a lot harder, I think, because cars don't give out nearly as much exhaust.
Right.
But I would do garage, I think. Because why not? That's and a bunch of booze. I mean, a bunch. Although then I might try to not kill but you know, if I'm really despondent, let's just say that I know I want to die even drunk.
You're settled on it.
Then I'm just going to get fucking hammered in the garage, turn that car on, and see you all in hell.
That sounds good.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I read this book, actually, called Final Exit.
Okay.
That's about assisted suicide, or if you have cancer and stuff.
Okay.
And its suggestion was basically to talk. So I think there are one or two states where doctor assisted suicide is not illegal.
Okay. Probably Oregon.
I think it's Oregon or Washington.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Probably Oregon. And so the doctor can actually prescribe you pills
that will kill you,
that are pretty lethal, and then so what they suggest is you take these pills and also put a plastic bag over your head.
Oh god, I wouldn't want to do that, though.
It was pretty crazy.
Why would
you
want to go out like that?
Well, you don't suffocate until you'll be long passed out,
right?
It's just
a double to make
measure.
Absolutely sure.
Yeah.
Sure, but I don't want to go out like that, man, with a bag over my fucking head. I want to go out. Let's pretend that I'm despondent, but I still feel some joy, which I don't think usually happens. You're pretty fucking depressed when you're depressed.
Right.
But, you know, I'd want to go out with something sort of just nice, butterflies around
me. It was pretty crazy, because in the book it suggests, that you set up where you want to die, in your house, and that you even try putting the bag over your head before. Just to kind of see
get
what
used
it's like
to it.
And get used to it.
Jesus, so was this a real... This book was real, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, this is legit.
Motherfucker, did you read this when you were depressed?
No, this was during library school, because it's one of the most commonly challenged books.
Right.
So I was curious,
Interesting.
I was I want to see what this is all about.
Was it dark or was it not? Because it sounds almost procedural.
Yeah,
it sounds emotionless.
It's pretty... I think it's procedural without being careless, because the point of it, too, was yeah, you could shoot yourself, but the problem is then you make a mess.
Right.
And it's really violent. And, you know, so thinking about this kind of suicide was definitely focused on
considering others.
Yeah. And you might have relatives and stuff. And it was definitely focused on there was something going on with you where your quality of life was coming to an end.
Right.
So you were just choosing to end your own life, as opposed to, it was pretty against killing yourself, because you're
right,
it's shit. It was more I'm in stage a million cancer.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just gonna be hell from here.
All right, well, I mean, that's almost the most reasonable then, right?
Yeah,
I mean, if I was in pain or not, constant pain, and they were you have no long, although I think I'd grasp. I don't know, I guess that depends.
Yeah.
Depends on how shitty your life is. If I was surrounded by loved ones but in pain, it'd be different. If I was stage five cancer and they were you're gonna die in 3 weeks,
right,
and there was no one around that really cared too much, I'd be I'm out. What
well,
the fuck's
or
the
imagine
point?
You're in stage four cancer, you're gonna die of this,
right,
and it's gonna be maximum a year.
That's true.
It's probably gonna be horribly painful,
right?
It's bowel cancer,
Yeah, you're gonna be just you're right. It would ruin your life. And shitty. Yeah, yeah. You've can't got shit.
No family left.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Even you're right. Even if I had family, once it's like my. Once your quality of life is nothing, when, like you said, your bowels are removed and you're, like, shitting in a bag or whatever, and you're, like...
You're miserable.
You are looking way too fucking much. I literally grabbed, like, random Ian's fucking like cards.
Assembling a deck of so, magic cards while we're talking just, about like quality of life decisions.
I'm just telling you, I grabbed random shit. My team... It's random shit. I just have enough lands in there that this will actually work as a hand, hopefully, but it's completely random.
You know what I like about this episode? Crazy magic card for like an hour.
Right.
Very frank discussion of suicide in the middle. Yeah. And then we're going to get back to magic.
It kind of fits. How many people who play magic seriously do you think have also seriously considered killing themselves? I bet more than the regular population.
I would say like 90%.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'll go 60, which is still pretty high. Where do you weigh in on that?
Oh, at least 60, like minimum 60.
I would say that based on this game, I mean, you have to have some kind of smarts.
Okay.
And in order to play this game and have enough smarts to at least successfully know what's going on, you probably are self-aware enough to know
what you're doing with your life by playing the game.
Yeah, so like you're investing. Basically either a horrible nerd and accept it, or you're a horrible nerd and have not accepted it, in which case you're probably unhappy, right?
Is that how you feel about my HeroClix?
No. I feel like you've accepted
exactly
that.
It's exactly the same. Oh, but, yeah, well, okay.
Another
the
thing.
Accept, yeah.
When I was thinking, when I was like,
okay,
in the bathroom looking in the mirror,
right.
I was like, you know what I think was a real, like, nerd culture is big right now, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Right.
And I don't know that I ever identified as like a nerd.
Right.
And I think what was hard for me is like, I wasn't necessarily popular.
Okay.
But I wasn't like the smart kind of nerd who could play magic either and hang out with those kids. I was like nothing.
And I understand. I agree. And here's the weird part. You and I were best friends since we were like 13. So you were, you know, I was around a lot. Ian's your brother.
Yeah.
We were both into it, but you weren't into it at all. Like you were almost actively not interested.
Yeah.
Not just passively uninterested.
You were actively disengaged.
Yeah, why? We were both so into it. We desperately wanted you to join us.
I don't know why. I mean, it's hard for me to explain. Okay. Like, I think it was hard for me. The learning process.
Right.
It just felt like more school.
Okay.
It felt like...
It
feels like when you're learning a game. You know how when you're learning a new game, it really feels like... You're just like, well, I'm going to just lose at this game over and over.
That's how Sarah feels.
Yeah.
That's not how I feel, and maybe that's not how Ian feels. I feel like I'm always want to master something. If I'm learning a new game, I look forward to understanding it.
Right.
And even if I lose, I feel like I'm mastering it as I go, and it feels good. Don't you have that in other ways?
Yeah. I have that in a lot of other things.
That's what I figured.
Like, if I try something like... If I go to the gymnasium and I'm trying to do something I've never done before and I can't do it, I don't get frustrated.
Okay.
Or, you know, if I'm doing a kind of weightlifting I've never done, I have no like pride in it, and I have no problem starting with like a 5-pound dumbbell.
That is exactly, as a fat nerd, that is, I don't go to the gymnasium and start doing that and say, I will keep doing this until I get good.
Yeah.
But I can absolutely be shown a game and somebody can be like, you won't get this at first. It's very complicated. You don't have to be mad at yourself. But the more you play and the more that you actively engage, the more mastery you're going to get before finally you will A, enjoy it and be good at it. B, be good at it. That's translated.
Yeah, I mean, it's a similar thing.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't, for whatever reason,
this does
games and
you.
Things, it doesn't work
they
that way
have.
For me.
Yeah.
You know, or like if I decided I wanted to paint, I don't think it would frustrate me that I sucked. I would expect to be horrible for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The only problem you do is like that, right?
These kind of games, they get a little frustrating because there's so much ambiguity and there's so many like rules. Sometimes the rules get in the way of the actual playing and they add new fucking rules all the time.
Right.
Yes. Almost all of these cards are so old as fuck that either the rules have changed or they're even called something different. Some of these little symbols on these, the turning is a little arrow instead of that little circle. So they changed like almost everything. So these wouldn't be tournament legal. The rules would have changed. Like, even this would be so far behind that unless you're playing constantly and buying new cars and actively, like, you could never... It's hard to get ahead with this kind of shit. Right. It'd be like with if they kept changing the weight machines on you.
Right. Every time I went in, it operated differently.
And that's what gets
frustrating.
And
then they put different numbers, like everything was a metric instead of...
Symbols
exactly
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
And to turn this one on, I had to turn this lever this way and then turn this pin and put it into this hole.
And because this is a collectible card game, there's different rarities. There are different cards that you can't get unless you put a certain amount of money into it.
So it'd be like if I went to the gym, but if I wanted to use the squat machine, I had to pay $3 extra.
And
if I wanted to use the bench press, I had to pay $8.
Correct. If you wanted to use the better bench press, you can get the shitty bench press for $1. But if you want to use the good one that's going to make you stronger than all the other assholes, you're going to pay $10. And there's going to be assholes that are actively rooting against you at their bench press. So they'll laugh at you on your $1 bench press while they're using their 10s. And they'll smell like shit and they'll have no social skills.
Well, that's the same.
Yeah.
So that part is the same.
I mean, we all understand Peter's gym. What might be easier...
Peter!
Just dismiss that. Fine. I'm trying to identify.
I've read enough Helpful Snowman at helpfulsnowman.com, Twitter at Helpful Snowman, Facebook/Helpful Snowman, Facebook.com/Helpful Snowman. Yeah.
Probably like Foursquare or something. Who knows?
Probably you're on.
And on all of those sites, you can access a lot of material about people who are at Peter's gym.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah. So the that's worst. Why I meant like same people.
It's a guy who did like Tai Chi who was just gliding his way across the entire floor doing
and
poses
like,
and was pissed.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
you
like
he was pissed right, when you would like
well he was going right by this machine
right.
And then eventually I went and used that machine and he kind of was giving me this look like, why are you in the way of my Tai Chi?
Are you fucking serious?
Yes.
You're like, because we're in the gym, asshole.
Yeah, and I'm like, listen, if you want to use a 5x5 square zone,
right.
That's cool. You can't use the entire length and do these crazy karate poses across the way.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think that just like with people who get home gyms, Ian and I probably prefer playing against the computer or online because you don't have to deal with anything or anyone.
Right.
And this is coming from somebody who's a social guy and who plays HeroClix and judges it, but I even
Magic is more complicated somehow.
And I think that it's more elitist.
Yeah,
because I'm sure, and there are a few people that are elitist in the HeroClix, but more, it's not quite as, the barrier to entry is not quite as bad.
It's different because it, like, this is much more complex.
No, you'd be surprised. I wouldn't go that far.
I'm not saying harder.
People
I'm
have
more
been playing
like,
it for so long, too.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. There's more subtlety and, like, it doesn't mean, like, harder, it just means there's more little details.
And
little niggling things.
You may.
I think what has turned me off of games like Magic.
Right.
When I played Rec Volleyball,
Yes,
I
remember
that. Because I thought it would be fun.
Yes.
And I would just hang out with people I liked, and we would go have beers after.
Right.
But what it turns into is people get real serious about it, and then they don't appreciate me screwing around, and we don't drink beers after. And, like, there are some people
you
play against who don't, you know, there was a rule. So it was a co-ed league. So if it goes over the net... It has to be hit by a girl before it can go back over.
Okay.
Which is retarded because that's basically assuming like guys are better.
It's sexist in an insane way.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, I think probably girls have played as much volleyball as
probably there's
guys.
Most of the girls you played with were better than the guys you played with, I'm guessing.
So there were some teams who would get real picky about that rule.
Okay.
Where if it went over and a girl didn't hit it, they'd be pissed.
Right.
And there were some teams who were just like, eh, fuck it, who cares?
Yes.
Because obviously we're not doing it on purpose.
Yes.
It's like if you had six people on the volley on your side, right? And you had like three girls and they just happened not to get it. That's different than if you've put no girls on your
Well, and it's very different too in that some teams would recognize immediately that I'm not good at volleyball.
Right.
And so I would literally hit it over on accident.
Yeah.
Or I could not control it. And so they would... You know, it's not like they would demand not to have the points count. They would just not make a big deal out of it.
Right. In HeroClix, if there's rules that if you don't do something before a certain time in the turn, you can't do it. So if there's a person who's an asshole or takes it too seriously, they'll be like, oh, you can't do that. Like, you fucked up.
Exactly. You missed your window.
You didn't do your perplex. You forgot your outwit. Oh. But then there's people who'll be like, you know, oh, fuck, I fucked up. Can I do that? And you're like, that's fine. You can absolutely go back and do that.
Or I would guess even people who are like, hey,
help you actively if you're a new learner.
Run out of time if yes, you don't
yes.
do this.
You're like, don't forget to use your perplex before you declare that attack.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so there's definitely that with these where some people are trying to like kick your ass and like prove something to themselves, and they're like, this newbie's an I'm gonna fuck this newbie up versus
I'm gonna frag some noobs.
Yeah. Help this guy because he's new. Some people play it for fun, and it's 10% Pete wants to play and drink and have a good time.
Right.
And other people only want to play it and beat you.
Right.
And it's not about the fun.
Right.
And so yeah, I can see that.
Well, and you know the other thing I've discovered that I'm very attracted to simple activities.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That don't require a lot of rules or dependence on what
Which
other people
do. This is none of that. Which, yeah.
Like the exact... Yeah. So, I mean, this is really not my game.
Right.
No.
This was never going to work.
So, you guys both have stacks of cards. Right. Does this mean you're ready to play?
I think this is it. I think this is the last part of the episode.
Yeah.
It's go time. We will see. Okay, so here's what we do for games. We didn't even explain this to you. Each player draws 7 cards from their deck.
Okay.
So they will have a hand of 7 cards and a deck in front of them. So I'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
They're
seven.
Actively drawing these cards.
And then we
studying
will
studying them.
Look at our cards. We'll see however many lands we have in our hands.
You're looking for lands because you need to tap them in order to play some shit.
That's right. And then,
oh my God, he learned something.
Who's going first?
We have to flip a coin.
Yeah,
we've got these two titans of industry, these two captains, sultans of swing. They've got their decks. They've got their 7 cards. They're
heads
looking for lands.
Heads.
They're flipping heads. A coin to decide who goes first.
I'll go first.
Who's it going to be?
Ian.
Find out. It's Ian.
All right. And so for those of you who are playing at home, for the 8 listeners we have to the show, and like the other listener who also is familiar with Magic the Gathering. Hi, Matt.
Oh, I thought it was Nika. I bet he played.
Hi, Nicanor and Matt.
Hi, guys.
Okay.
Those are my guesses. Familiar
so
with it, at least.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to play my island.
You have an island. That's a land.
That is a land. You can play
land.
One land each turn.
Right.
Nice.
I'm going to tap this.
Nice.
Hey.
I'm going to tap this island. And put
tap
out
that
my
ass.
Merfolk of the Pearl Trident.
Uh-oh.
Now, merfolk are like mermaids, but men and women.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay.
Right.
And there might be a dolphin in there.
And right. There is, they fuck dolphins.
They're
but it's
like,
not weird
whatever.
Because they're half dolphin.
They're yeah, they're really dolphin. Half dolphin. So it's really like, it's like half bestiality and then half okay.
Right.
I want to talk about a crazy memory.
Mixed race. Okay.
I feel like when I was 10, I watched a show that was about people who went and had sex with dolphins.
Someone wrote
I'm not entirely
sex.
Sure if this is true.
Someone wrote a whole book. I'm
yeah,
trying to remember
did.
The title about like a guy who had a sexual relationship with
right.
a dolphin.
It's,
like,
fuck it's, a dolphin? It's relatively famous. Yeah, he had a sexual, it was like a long term, he had a love affair with the dolphin.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think, Alec plays his turn. You
okay.
should look this up on the internet.
Here's
I
my
am,
question
right now,
for
don't
you.
Worry.
Why can't he attack, Peter?
Why can't he attack?
Why can't he attack with his merfolk since they're
Here's
down?
Why. Because the merfolk, it takes like a turn. You got to wait a little while.
Yes, because of summoning
you gotta,
sickness.
It, they summon sickness.
Right
they're
on.
They're a lot of cum.
Right on. They ate a lot of dolphin cum.
This is the analogy to make. Right when you cum, you can't just immediately
right.
cum again.
You have a refractory
you build
period.
Up another cum.
They have, yeah.
So it takes one cum in order to summon them.
Right.
And then you have to take the refractory period before you can come again and
yep.
shoot that cum at the enemy.
How big of a load can this merfolk shoot? No, look down at the numbers.
Oh.
This is still analogies
one.
To the game.
He can
yes.
shoot one load of
yes,
cum.
That's awesome.
How many
how
loads
could he
take?
Defend against?
How many
he can also take one load.
All
he
right.
can swallow awesome. One load before it starts to affect him negatively.
That's,
all right.
All right.
Ooh, God, this guy looks like someone who'd have sex with a dolphin.
What's the book called?
Let me see here.
I'm going to, while you
oh
do that.
Oh, my God. It's called Wet Goddess.
Yes. Yes. That's what it's called. I remember here.
Mm-hmm.
This is perfect.
Is it self-published?
I'm trying to get this book through my local library. They do not have it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I need
surprised.
To look this up. Let's
Interlibrary
see.
Loan's a good thing.
Oh, it's on Amazon.
I work for a university, so I can get it.
Wet Goddess?
Yeah.
Is this like a paperback? Would you like to hear some reviews?
Sure.
Yes.
Wow, this has got an amazing summary. Set at the height of Vietnam protest, Jimi Hendrix and LSD. What Got Us is a story of strange encounters, awkward misadventures, and ultimately, love.
Oh. So the love between him and the dolphin, how many years did it transcend?
Doesn't really say. Let's see what the reviews, if they make any.
Card up from that turn.
Let's see. This book illustrates the bond one can feel with animals. I've owned a guinea pig for a couple years now. Her name is Fluffy, and I'm pretty sure she flirts with me. Okay, this is fake. That's also fake. I laughed. I cried. Such a bittersweet ending. It's so much more than getting some tail. Okay. Easily the
getting
best,
some tail.
Easily the best human dolphin sex book ever. Having worked at a large aquarium, I have witnessed dolphins getting frisky with trainers.
Yeah, they do.
It's quite common. Also, it could be extremely dangerous if someone is swimming with one alone in a flimsy bikini, because male dolphins' penises are about 12 inches in length and have a cartilage-like bone that could damage the insides of a person.
Jesus
Christ. I asked, what about female dolphins? And she explained it would be equally dangerous because the female dolphin can control her muscles and squeeze with such pressure that could be life-threatening to a human male if one was to attempt such an act. So as outrageous as this book is, it is certainly plausible that this book is true. However, the author was risking his life, and I would not recommend anyone to try to duplicate the actions of the author. But don't we all risky life and limb when it comes to love?
We do risky life and limb.
I like it. So a female dolphin can tear her dick off with your vagina.
Yeah, it sounds Jesus like sex Christ. Is a weapon with these dolphins. Well, okay, so don't fuck a dolphin. I'm going to go to the one-star reviews and see if these are more... Because most of these five stars are pretty fake.
I did like the guinea pig one. Fluffy. Fluffy totally
the
wants
existence
me.
Of this book saddens no! me. Some years ago, my dog wrote a similar book about how he used to hump my leg. I'm just glad the dolphin is no longer alive to see this. All right. While people do have a right to freely write whatever they feel like, this is a massive exception. This book focuses on his love affair with dolphins. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is making money by writing about bestiality. Come on, people. This man is sick with a capital S. Shame on Amazon for selling such a sick book on sex with beasts.
Hey, dolphins are beautiful creatures. Beasts is a harsh word.
This is pretty amazing. Oh, it's out of stock. This is a problem. How am I going to read this?
Probably you can find it on a torrent.
I was
pretty
hoping
easily.
It would be, yeah, let's look up Wet Goddess PDF. And I don't even feel bad about it because, you know, should we be paying with this guy?
Should we be paying with him?
We should.
I think we're just playing
should
a game
be,
of magic while he's reading about
him,
dolphin
right?
fucking.
I'm trying my goddamnedest, but now I'm like into it. Is this the first time that you physically played a magic game with cards in hand since we played like fucking 15 years ago?
I played once in college.
Okay.
But yeah.
How awesome was that? Strip magic in college?
I don't think I've ever seen a woman playing magic. And I don't mean just to be sexist for a second, but I've never seen it.
Because often when I play the HeroClix where there's like 6 to 10 of us, there's 40 fucking people playing Magic. Right. I don't think I've seen a woman play Magic either. They told me that on Valentine's Day, they have a couples Magic tournament, though. Can you imagine the couples that come and play a couples Magic tournament on Valentine's
I'd
Day?
I'd like to go to that.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
If you learn how to play well enough, you can come.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Babe.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. Oh, maybe this is a good chance where I'm like, golly, I don't know how to play magic. These. Maybe you should teach me.
Golly.
Hand job wise.
Is that like Samwise? Okay, speaking...
Hand job wise, Ganji.
My name... Dildo Faggins.
Please get this right.
Can I say Faggins on this
is Zachary
episode?
Zimmerman. Sorry. And before I level with you about Ruby and me and all the strange, sad, beautiful things that happened to us, let's get one other detail straight. I never intended to fall in love with a dolphin.
Wow. That's okay. And that's part
so
of it.
So you're adding another green.
Well,
yeah.
I'm asking, play as an interrupt great. Means instant now, right?
Yeah.
Interrupt is instant. Okay. Yeah. This is old school, so I won't do that yet, but I think I'll have to. So, Peter, this giant spider can block creatures with flying. So even though it's not flying, that could have blocked the shit out of your
mosquito.
So
giant. While it possesses potent venom, the giant spider often chooses not to paralyze its victims. Perhaps the creature enjoys the gentle rocking motion caused by its captive's struggles to escape its web. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's a lot of flavor text, isn't it?
That's a lot of flavor. That was a real cum shot of flavor right in the eyes. If I may.
You may. You absolutely may. So I am going to use that, Ian, to add 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll lose 2 life for doing that there. That's a good card. And I will play this 4 here.
That's a 2-1?
A 2-4. Can block creatures with flying.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack you with my Terrapan.
All right. I will let that go through.
Yeah, you will. Hard.
I'm still looking for this damn thing.
All right.
Oh, here we go. PDF.
You're looking for the book?
Yeah.
In all the wrong places.
Don't you want to read this book?
No.
No.
But I am interested... I'm interested to hear your review.
Dude, me neither.
All right. I've got Stormcrow and then...
She's a bottlenose dolphin. Okay.
And then this one for another...
Yeah, she is.
And I'm done.
Okay. So what's happened in the meantime? There's like a horse. There's a snake.
This snake is fucking me every time I tap my land. This is an enchant land, Peter.
All right, so let's try to
lost the thread of this game.
Well, we've set up something to start, so maybe we could walk Peter through a turn.
Hey, okay, do you want to be walked through a turn, Pete?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. I am going to pay 1, 2, and I'm going to use his little ability there that says tap him to add 1 tree to my mana pool. So I'm going to tap him, and which is essentially like getting a land, using a land to get a mana. So that's 1, 2, 3, and I am going to play enchant creature with a venom card. It says if enchanted creature blocks or is blocked by any non-wall creature, destroy that creature at end of combat.
And what happened over the 9 months we knew each other in the flesh was less like an identity crisis and more like a dream wherein I fled a tidal wave in slow motion.
Wow, he's a poet.
That's flavor text.
Okay, I am now going to attack with... I don't have a lot of life left.
Shivan Dragon.
No, I don't have him yet.
Bog Monster.
No, I don't have a Bog Monster either.
Does anyone have an Atog?
I don't have an Atog. I don't even know what an Atog is.
It's a magic card. A lot of people don't know it.
What's the name of the dolphin in that book?
Ruby.
I have Ruby, the card.
Sexy dolphin.
Really? He named it Ruby?
Yes.
That sounds like somebody's aunt. I'm just going to attack with a Terrapan.
God. I'll trade. So he's attacking with his horses, his Terrapan.
They're trampling wild horses.
And
they go, bum, 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 bum.
I am going to block him with my merfolk.
And he, trident. You compare sense. The power versus the...
There's 1-to-1
the
and
defense?
1-to-1.
Toughness.
So the horses are shooting a 1 of semen at the merfolk, who have a 1 of swallowing. Therefore, Ian is not damaged by the semen.
Ian is not damaged, correct. But what happens to the merfolk?
They've taken all the semen they can take.
And they choke on it and die.
They choke.
At the same time, the mermen bite the Terrapan, their dicks, off.
They bite their penis off.
And so they die from blood loss from their penises. And lastly, because I have an ability that says if Terrapan is put into the graveyard from play, gain 1 life, I will get myself a life. Because they were put into the graveyard. Which
sexual
goes,
encounter that results in horrible deaths, aka the best night of Peter's life.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Perfect.
I would like to go out by coming. If I have to die, that'd be great. Just kill me as I come. That's fine with me.
Like if you could die in a James Bond movie, like between Famke Janssen's legs.
Famke Janssen is attractive. She's not a great actress, and she's a little old, but she's pretty good looking.
Yeah, but that era maybe you'd go like get killed.
Who's the better one of her? Gina Gershon.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She's the better one.
Really? She's lesbian-y.
No.
Oh, wait, are we talking about the one who was in like a lot of 90s movies?
Yeah, like the one who was in Face Off.
Face Off.
She was Nicolas Cage's
I'll give
wife.
You this. You know what she is? You know, who's the lady from Hitch?
Oh, with Eva Mendes with that goddamn mole.
Who sort of looks like a tranny.
Yeah, kind
but
of.
A really
she's
hot
got a
tranny.
Yeah, she's got a strong jaw, yeah. But she's attractive. Really hot tranny.
All right. She's got that same thing.
Another storm
hot tranny. Like, what's my type? Well, real hot tranny.
I guess if you have to have a type and it's going to involve tranny, yeah. It's good it's really hot.
I gather that other people don't feel this way because she's on all these makeup commercials. And I feel like if everyone thought she was transsexual looking, it wouldn't be this way.
I'm sorry. I was paying attention to Ian again.
Right.
This is bad. We're actually playing magic now.
You guys are just playing magic.
I know.
You're not even commentating on the magic.
What do you want me to say? I was talking about the dolphin sex, and all of a sudden the game, there's all these fucking cards around. They're stacked in bizarre patterns. I don't know what's happening. I don't know who guys are.
Let's see what's happening here.
Okay.
All right.
There's three cards.
All right. Now we're in it.
I played this enchantment on this card earlier, so I enchanted this creature with a card called Venom that if the enchanted creature blocks or is blocked by any non-wall creature, destroy that creature at end of combat. So that would mean that even if he's got a toughness of 2, if I block him with a creature with a toughness of 1, he will die at the end of a power of 1. Thank you. He will die at the end of that turn. He'll die.
I just don't think this is working.
All right. But what I put on top of the same creature is this thing called Unstable Mutation, which gives a target 3 power, so 3 more cumlows to shoot, and 3 toughness, which means it can take 3 more cumlows.
Can we just change the subject entirely at this point?
Well, shouldn't we just stop?
We could.
I mean, shouldn't we just say goodbye, and then next time we pod, just never speak of magic again?
I mean, we could.
How long have we been going in the second part, or is this going to be a one?
Well, we have an hour and 40 minutes.
That's a long. It's been an hour and 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
Man, we've been doing pretty good. Is this going to be a two-parter? This is going to be a one-parter.
This will be a one-er.
Maybe we should just say goodbye.
Yeah,
do you guys feel good about what you've done here today?
No, that's why I'm saying maybe we can say goodbye.
You helped out the world?
You learned a little something about the game.
I learned something about cum.
Yeah, how many cum loads can a merfolk take?
1.
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah.
How many can a horse give? 1. And take. Well, guys, thanks for trying.
You tried too. We all tried.
I tried.
Effort's important in the holiday season.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, welcome to the holidays, everybody. Yeah.
It's been not a great break so far, unfortunately.
No.
Fucking stress with the fucking family, you know?
It's a lot of walking around, going to houses, wrapping shit.
Do
we have the gift? Oh, shit, we didn't get a gift for that one guy.
Seriously.
Oh, fuck me.
How much money did we spend on your dad? Well, I mean, I made that gift, but I still had to get the stuff from, the Hobby Lobby. So, I mean, does that count? I mean, I don't know. And, yeah, it's
fucked. The whole thing is fucked.
I'm not a fucking fan.
Holidays.
Fuck the holidays. Fuck Christmas. Fuck off.
Thank you.
Not you. Yep. Everyone.
I'll say fuck Christmas.
Okay.
And you know how we should fuck Christmas? Rampage.
Santa Rampage.
Every year. Rampage over Christmas.
Fun. Yeah, I will do I think we might do a special Christmas Rampage wrap-up where I'll just talk about Rampage. I figured the Santas I would just call Santa. So everyone could stay anonymous and no one would have to know who did what.
I think you may have to get some nicknames so you can sort this all out, because I'm going to guess you'll be drinking during this.
Well, I'll be podcasting, yes.
You may need some kind of guide to be like, so Santa was totally hitting on Santa, and Santa tried to put Santa's Santa into Santa's Santa.
There's a lot of Santa-ing going on.
That is a lot of Santa-ing. As it should be.
Well, thanks for trying, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
You know what? 10 more years, give it another shot. And then I'll gas myself in the garage.
That's the best way to go. Put that bag over your head.
Woo!
See you guys later. You think you're a man, but you just couldn't see. You are man enough to satisfy me. You think you're a man, you're only a boy. You think you're a man, you're only a toy. You think you're a man, but you just couldn't see. You are man enough to satisfy me.